Chapter 15. Azariah's Good Reign in Judah. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem. He did that which was right in Yahweh's eyes, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. Yahweh struck the king so that he was a leper to the day of his death and lived in a separate house. Jotham, the king's son, was over the household, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Azariah and all that he did, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Azariah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in David's city. And Jotham, his son, reigned in his place. Zechariah reigns in Israel. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, the son of Jeroboam, reigned over Israel in Samaria 6 months. He did that which was evil in Yahweh's sight, as his fathers had done. He didn't depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. Shallum, the son of Jabesh, conspired against him, and struck him before the people, and killed him, and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Zechariah, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. This was Yahweh's word, which he spoke to Jehu, saying, "Your sons to the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel." So it came to pass. Shallum reigns in Israel. Shallum, the son of Jabesh, began to reign in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he reigned for a month in Samaria. Menahem, the son of Gadai, went up from Tirzah, came to Samaria, struck Shallum, the son of Jabesh, in Samaria, killed him, and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Shallum, and his conspiracy, which he made, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Then Menahem attacked Tifsah, and all who were in it, and its border areas, from Tirzah. He attacked it because they didn't open their gates to him, and he ripped up all their women who were with child. Menahem reigns in Israel. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem, the son of Gadai, began to reign over Israel for 10 years in Samaria. He did that which was evil in Yahweh's sight. He didn't depart all his days from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. Pul, the king of Assyria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver, that his hand might be with him to confirm the kingdom in his hand. Menahem exacted the money from Israel, even from all the mighty men of wealth, from each man 50 shekels of silver, to give to the king of Assyria. So the king of Assyria turned back and didn't stay there in the land. Now the rest of the acts of Menahem and all that he did, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Menahem slept with his fathers, and Pekahiah, his son, reigned in his place. Pekahiah reigns in Israel. In the 50th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, the son of Menahem, began to reign over Israel in Samaria for 2 years. He did that which was evil in Yahweh's sight. He didn't depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. Pekah, the son of Remaliah, his captain, conspired against him and attacked him in Samaria, in the fortress of the king's house, with Argob and Ariah, and with him were 50 men of the Gileadites. He killed him and reigned in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Pekahiah and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Pekah reigns in Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, son of Remaliah, began to reign over Israel in Samaria for 20 years. He did that which was evil in Yahweh's sight. He didn't depart from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, with which he made Israel to sin. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and took Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maacah, Genoah, Kedesh, Hazor, Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali, and he carried them captive to Assyria. Hoshea, the son of Elah, made a conspiracy against Pekah, the son of Remaliah, attacked him, killed him, and reigned in his place. In the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Uzziah. Now the rest of the acts of Pekah, and all that he did, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. Jotham's good reign in Judah. In the 2nd year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, the daughter of Zadok. He did that which was right in Yahweh's eyes. He did according to all that his father Uzziah had done. However, the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. He built the upper gate of Yahweh's house. Now the rest of the acts of Jotham and all that he did, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In those days, Yahweh began to send Rezin, the king of Syria, and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, against Judah. Jotham slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in his father David's city, and Ahaz, his son, reigned in his place.